Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to be back with you all. And as you all know, we're all about building community. And I have someone here who is with us today who's going to really be talking about that very thing, building community, particularly as it pertains to building our children. She is none other than Lieutenant Crystal Zion. Lieutenant Zion, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And I said, Lieutenant, and let them know, Lieutenant where?
Oh, Lieutenant with the Georgia State Patrol. I am a trooper on the roads of Georgia.
I tell you what, and it's good to have you in here. I listened to the PSAs where one of the things that happens is the gentleman talks about the fact that they want people to consider Georgia State Patrol as a career option.
Yes,
we're going to be talking about that for a minute. Okay, we're back, and I say we, Lieutenant Zion and I. And Lieutenant Zion, you are with the Georgia State Patrol. And you know, something that I would love to know is more about this lady who is now a lieutenant with the Georgia State Patrol. What was she doing as a girl? And walk us through what was transpiring in your life that eventually led to your decision to become an officer.
You know, it's funny. I firmly believe things are meant to be. And when I was younger, my daddy was in the military. My daddy's a retired Marine. He's very proud, 20 years in. And so we moved around a bunch. And when I was in high school in North Carolina, a sophomore, we did a leadership program. And they took us to different places of community importance on, different leaders in the community on, in the area. And one of the things they did was take us to a police department. And we got to see how everything was run. And I can't tell you to this day what it was about it, but there was just something about it. And I knew that I wanted to be in law enforcement. I knew I wanted to help people. My mama always raised me to take care of others and to help. And that was just my avenue. And when we came back to Albany, Georgia, which is where I was raised most of my time, where daddy retired, we went to a police department actually when I was 16, 17, and they were having an explorer program, which is, for young teens to get in there and see what law enforcement's like. And that, I'll tell you, that program never got off the ground. But I went there for the initial meeting, and I met the major of the Albany Police Department and mentioned something about maybe getting a part-time job. And before I knew it, he was giving me 20 hours a week to work in the records department.
Awesome.
And either it was going to confirm what I wanted to be or take it away. And I before I knew it, I was there for 4 years and then entered college. And then I was a dispatcher in Sumter County for 2 years and then became a deputy and then a trooper.
Awesome.
It's been a long road, but a great road.
Great road.
Great road.
Well, one of the things that I'm curious about, 16 years old, in records, pretty safe. But I'm wondering if at some point your mother and or your father expressed any concern about their little girl becoming a police officer?
I think that at certain points you always worry about your kids. And I know that even to this day they worry about me to a point, but they also know me well enough to know that I'm going to do the best I can to stay safe and take care of myself. And they truthfully know how hard-headed I am. And that, it's going to be a tough one that's going to take me down. So for them, they know I'm happy. They know I'm in a career that I love and that I enjoy and that I'm successful at, or at least I think I'm successful at.
Yes, indeed.
And I think that they know that. And, you want what's best for your kids.
Yeah.
So I believe that they are happy knowing I'm happy. So
that matters a lot, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you joined in what year at Georgia State Patrol?
I actually came on with the patrol in 2002.
Okay.
That ages me.
Yeah, yeah. But she looks great, everybody.
I do. I look like I'm still 20.
That's right. So that was roughly
I've been on
16
17,
years ago.
Yeah, 16, 17 years. Mm-hmm. March will be 17 years.
And if we go back to the time that you started as a teenager, you've been, not that you've been with law enforcement nonstop without interruption then,
right.
but you've been there. You've been around it for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
What kind of changes have you seen when it comes to hiring practices and just the way that law enforcement does what law enforcement does?
I think there's some changes. Obviously, the technology. I mean, technology is come a crazy long way between the computers in the cars to distracted driving with cell phones. That when I first started, that wasn't even a glimmer.
Yeah.
And now you can basically playing your whole life on a phone. So, you know, the technology, I'll have to say, has been one of the biggest differences. It's crazy. Hiring, I have to say that that's not too different, because in law enforcement, you want people who are professional, who have a heart, and who are just good people. That's what I think it takes, because genuinely, law enforcement, you're helping people. I mean, you're going to them when they're in their worst moments, and you are trying to make it better or help them in whatever way that you can, depending on what form of law enforcement you're in. You know, for us, I go to the scene of a crash, and, you know, that's a really bad day for them, whether they're injured or not, because they've lost, you know, a multi-$1,000 vehicle, or if they're at fault, you know, they're having to deal with that and insurance companies and worries about those things. So I'm getting there when they're not at their best. And so I have to be able to handle that situation, to understand what they're going through, and to get my job done, to hopefully get them back on the road to, you know, having, you know, taking care of their business. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the number one. And so when it comes down to it, when you're hiring, that doesn't change. You're just finding people who want to serve, because I truly believe this job is a calling. You don't just decide to be a police officer. There's not a lot of glory in it. I can promise you there's not a ton of money in it. It's really just all about helping others. And I think that that is just, there's some people that that's what they want to do.
And you mentioned Georgia State Patrol. We know we have other law enforcement agencies like the Marshals, Sheriff's Department,
yes,
police
sir.
Departments, et cetera. Help us get a better picture of the purpose of, whether it's Georgia State Patrol, South Carolina, whoever it is, what is the real function of your organization?
The Georgia State Patrol is built on traffic safety. That's what we do. We stop cars, we work crashes, we concern ourselves with arresting DUIs, getting seat belts, getting distracted drivers off the phone, that kind of thing. We are all traffic based. So if you're interested in stopping cars or working crashes, we have specialty units like the Specialized Collision Reconstruction Team, who work our fatality prosecutable crashes. So that's our investigative division. We don't work armed robberies or things like that unless we are backing up other agencies. We were formed in 1937 as an assistive agency. So we actually assist local agencies throughout the state, or assist, you know, the citizens of Georgia, obviously. But that's what our purpose is. So if a sheriff's office or a police department does need help, say they want to have a DUI, a big DUI enforcement time, you know, we can come in and help them, or we come in and help them with their crashes, or, you know, some agencies need us to come in and work their prosecutable fatalities because, you know, they don't have that more advanced training. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we come in and do, but we are mostly traffic based.
Gotcha.
And that's where we come in.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that is so interesting, because you mentioned the fact that you all can assist some of these other organizations mm-hmm. as needed.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering, you know, when it comes to jurisdiction,
mm-hmm.
is Georgia State Patrol Georgia State Patrol? For example, if you have an office in Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Are they strictly limited to doing work within McDuffie County, or can they go outside?
No, we can do work anywhere. So if I'm driving from, you know, where I live in Houston County, and on my way to Atlanta, I can stop a car in another county. What we're divided into is territories, post territories, which cover anywhere from 1 to 5 counties generally. And you basically, those are your territory that you work primarily. But no, you have the jurisdiction to stop in other areas.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Zion some more about the profession of the Georgia State Patrol woman and patrol man. We want you to hear more about that. We're going to give you some ideas as to what you might be wanting to consider if you're thinking about Georgia State Patrol as a career option. We're also going to be sharing with you what they're doing as partners with not another law enforcement agency, but Toys for Tots. We'll be right back.
If you're interested in bringing technology and people together to solve complex problems, the Georgia National Guard is interested in you. We're looking for